The Alaska Board of Fisheries had been set to hold its Southeast Finfish and Shellfish meeting in Ketchikan earlier this month, but a coronavirus outbreak caused it to be postponed. When the meeting was rescheduled to Anchorage 2 months later, fishermen, subsistence harvesters, and others complained, pointing out that a March meeting could cut into fishing seasons or cut constituents off from the process. So the Board of Fish, which sets regulations for commercial, subsistence, and sport fisheries around the state, met Thursday to decide whether to hold the two-week Southeast meeting in Ketchikan after all. But, despite comments urging the move back to Southeast, a four-member majority of the board voted to keep the meeting in Anchorage. John Jensen, the board's only member residing in Southeast Alaska, said he appreciated the public comment, but was concerned about logistics.
People have made their plans based on our plan to go to Anchorage, like myself, and much to the disappointment of a lot of my people that live around here in Petersburg. I'm going to get chewed out for this, but my vote's going to be to keep the meeting in Anchorage and keep the plans we've already made and go along with that.
Jensen also suggested skipping the Southeast Alaska meeting this cycle and resuming in 2024. The last regional finfish and shellfish meeting was in Sitka in 2018. After the move to Anchorage was announced, Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez worked with local officials and board staff to arrange availability in March at Ketchikan's Ted Ferry Civic Center. Other state senators and representatives from Southeast Alaska wrote to the board in favor of holding the meeting in the region. Board member Israel Payton criticized what he termed political interference by Alaska lawmakers.
I've heard from, quite honestly, the politicians that have been involved in this to keep politics out of the Board of Fish. And I feel a tremendous amount of political pressure from those same politicians to get in the board business and try to augment what's we view as best for the board in the process. So I don't take kindly to that. That being said, I appreciate what they're doing for their stakeholders.
Petersburg's Jensen agreed.
The reason this state came into being was to take government out of management of fish, and I'm being respectful for our legislators, and I'm not trying to make it sound bad, but governmental agencies running fisheries has never worked very well in the history of the United States or any other country for that matter, as far back as 2015 when the Magna Carta was written.
Board of Fish Chair Marit Carlson Van Dort reiterated the challenges of trying to hold large public meetings with many postponed and rescheduled.
It is literally almost balanced on a pinhead, considering all of the fisheries and all of the other timing and scheduling conflicts that present.
Mackenzie Mitchell of Fairbanks said she wanted to meet in Southeast Alaska.
I understand that the schedules are challenging, and it will be challenging to have both the statewide and the Southeast meetings back to back, but I am okay with doing that. It's important for me to make sure that we have a Southeast meeting in Southeast Alaska.
Mitchell and Willow-based board member John Wood voted in favor of moving the meeting back to Ketchikan, but the motion failed 2-4, keeping the Southeast meeting location in Anchorage. The comment period for the 153 proposals before the Board of Fish for the Southeast Alaska meeting has been extended until February 23rd. The Alaska Board of Fisheries Southeast Finfish and Shellfish meeting will take place in Anchorage at the Egan Center from March 10th to 22nd. Given the location of the meeting, the board stated it will accept remote public testimony from select Alaska Department of Fish and Game offices. The board has not specified whether that is the only form of remote testimony that will be accepted. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.